Welcome back. Day two of our Four Guys, One Podcast podcast coming up today. If you missed yesterday's, it's still available here. It's always available on iTunes for you as well as yesterday. Lots of good topics, including this little bit of stuff from Zach.
She knows within 10 seconds of meeting you whether you're going to get to, you know, what base you're going to get to.
Need much longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah, you'll want to hear the explanation on that. Also yesterday, we got into a lot of good stuff. The poop truck, the NASCAR stuff, it's all on there. Today, we'll hit the high notes, including we'll talk about the dirty. We'll talk about when we learned about reproduction and all that, and we'll have Zach answer this question.
Whole discussion on you and women and those sorts of things. When did that come up in your life? Or has it come up
in
your life?
With my family or Stucky's mom? His mother and his father and I started talking about this.
Oh, yeah. Many more details to come coming up on today's show. Now, this podcast begins right where the last one left off. Chris Stuckey is about to tell you about a local restaurant that no longer has his business. Take it away, Stuck.
What is our stance on, I guess, saying negative things about restaurants or establishments that do us wrong on the podcast?
I could not possibly care less.
Buffalo Wild Wings suck.
I like the food, though.
Oh, he went.
I love the food.
Came out firing on that one.
Sometimes you got to call a shovel and say, look, this, I do not appreciate the lack of anything that I get here.
We do our men's group, and it's just a bunch of dudes from church or the pastor, and we got to go somewhere where we can watch the game and drink beer and have good food, and we switch venues to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we got done eating about 8:30, ready to go, head home. You know, been a long day at work, time to go home, go to bed, work the next day. We left at 9:15.
Oh, nice.
Because our waitress couldn't figure out how to give us our tickets with the appropriate, what we ate and what we drank on there. And one guy tried to pay with a card, and his card expires February 2013, and she said, your card's expired. He's like, it's 2012. She's like, the computer says it's expired. I don't know what to do. I was like, this is just icing on the cake. You know, it was a horrible experience, so we're never going there again.
Do they still have low-definition TVs, as I like to call them? Did they replace them yet?
No.
They still have...
They've got, like, projectors that, you know, your computer monitor you had in kindergarten looks better.
That, because I had a discussion with the owner there once, and he's like, write management. So I wrote management, and they never wrote me back. Because they're football games, when you go watch a game there, you can't see the score. Because they...
It doesn't fit on the TV?
It doesn't, yeah.
Because they have a 4x3, and everything's 16x9.
So if you were there, I would never watch a Lions game.
I don't know anything
there
about TVs other than Call Stucky.
Yes, Reed's like, I got a flat-screen TV. I was like, oh, what brand? Not it's a clue. Like, how do you not know?
Kodak, this means a lot to me. Rolex, I don't know. Was
Kodak
on sale.
Does make TVs.
Blaupunkt.
Dynex.
Dynex.
The biggest, cheapest one they had at Best Buy.
Yeah.
Your TV is nice, though, Reed.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. That's the only thing I've ever really bought in my life for myself.
And it felt good. It felt good, though, didn't it?
Oh, it did.
Yeah. And I'm watching football in HD.
That's the way it should be.
It's awesome.
You know, I don't ever want to have to go to a football game and take crappy seats again. I mean,
look in the store for your TV a lot? Like, did you browse, or did you like say, I'm going to buy a TV, I'm going to go get it right now?
Did you build up to it? Tried to leave, and your wife had to physically keep you there.
Here's what I grew up a poor black child. No, I grew up my dad was a minister, still is a minister, and we made no money. And I didn't realize how poor we were until much, much later in life, because they did a good job of taking care of us. But we didn't have stuff, but, you know,
you never expected it. You don't know any different.
Right. And so now that I'm older and, you know, that I actually on occasion have disposable income, it's hard for me to spend it. I am a cheap son of a gun. I'm a big fan of Big Lots. You know,
they sell TVs.
I've uttered the phrase, how much is the McChicken? A dollar? I'll have five of them. I've said that before. And so my wife was on me to get a good TV, a big TV, because she wanted one. And she knew that I love football and how good it is. And she used to have one. She had like a big projection TV, one of those, you know, like the big screens before we had big screens. And finally, we find one on sale at Best Buy, and Best Buy has like the credit card, you have 1 year, no interest. And she's like, "You've always wanted this. Let's go down and get it." And I was like, "Oh, okay, all right." So we go down there, and we find the TV, and we pick it out. And like twice during the guy giving me the sales pitch, I'm trying to walk off because I can't imagine spending that much money on a television. This is completely just heresy to you, Stucky. I understand.
Yes.
But I mean, I've never dropped a chunk of change like that on anything that wasn't a mortgage payment. And the same thing happens anytime I've bought a car or anytime I bought a house, all of which were bad ideas, by the way. But, like as I'm sitting there at the table about to sign the agreement to buy the house or, you know, put my name on the car, there's a part of me, that fight or flight instinct, that just wants to throw the pen down and run off, scream, ah! You know, no more responsibility for the next 7 or 8 years. So my wife actually had to like grab me and go, "Look, you want this, you can afford this, go get it." And so I did. And I still remember nothing about it. To this day, I still don't know what the makeup on it is.
I don't understand.
Yeah, Stucky and I don't have that problem.
I'm a Samsung guy.
See that.
From the 5 Samsung big screens.
I don't mind giving Samsung props. They make good TVs at an affordable price. And I'm a fan.
Brought to you by Samsung. Good TVs at an affordable price. Let's see. Samsung.com.
I have 5 on this wall. 1 in my bedroom. 1 in the guest bedroom. Living room has a Samsung.
The one in your bedroom looks like a pretty impressive TV. It's like mounted from the ceiling down.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty tight.
I was mounted from the ceiling down once. It was a an odd weekend.
Yeah, I think I rented that.
Yeah, you got that. I can't remember what stories we've told on the air, so I had a joke there that I won't use. But, but you do have the electronics hookup, Stucky. If ever somebody was going to pull in casual fans to come watch a NASCAR event, it'd be here.
Like me.
Like you.
And that's...
If I invited you to come over and watch this on my, like, 12-inch black and white TV from 1979, probably not. No matter how open the bar is, nobody's going to come.
In unrelated news...
Yes.
I've been looking at... trying to see when the green flag was. I couldn't find it. But I did see, you know, they do the command to start engines.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's somebody saying, "Driver, start your engines," all that. This year at the Daytona 500, command to start engines, Jane Lynch and Kate Upton.
Kate Upton.
Could you get two more opposite chicks? Old.
Lesbian.
And young.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Kate Upton. Yes. What?
Not bad. I'll give you that. Generally speaking, what we look for in women is about 20 years apart because we're about 20 years apart.
I don't think Kate Upton's all that. I mean, she's bad.
Don't
get me wrong. She's bad, but I mean, she's not like
what
the type of chick where everyone's just like blah 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 this blah 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 that.
She was on Saturday Night Live. She had that giant hair fin thing working. That's kind of odd. Only models do that.
What were you doing in 1992?
1992. Pretending to finish college. Huh.
She was born.
Oh, there you go. Exactly.
Oh, you're saying he's a father?
Well, so literally, if I'd had all my stuff together back then, she could be my daughter.
You're the father to some dude that plays basketball for Wisconsin. Remember that dude from the tournament last year?
Yeah. Remember? There's basically any guy with unkempt curly red hair is thought of as one of my children. Remember the guy that played at TJC, Ryan Taylor? Went on to play center at UCLA.
Played
for the Saints for a while.
I posted up on the webpage the split shot of the two of us, you know, separated by 20 years.
So. I take back what I say about Kate Upton. She's really, really good looking.
Okay, I was wondering where it was coming from. I discovered her. She was 18, so it's all good, but.
She's 18. She is legal. You can't put a child on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
I got the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Right.
I haven't even looked at it yet.
Was Jeremy Lin on the cover?
And that was the week before. I mean, I get Sports Illustrated. I don't even open it up.
They make two that week.
Do they?
They make a swimsuit and a regular.
I don't even... By the time you get Sports Illustrated, that information is so dated.
Yeah. Magazines are... Yeah,
I got the subscription for the free shirt, and they gave me the wrong size, so I re-gifted it and gave it to my brother for his birthday.
Yeah,
and then I didn't know that he lost weight. So
the whole thing's wasted.
Yeah, the whole. But the girls are so airbrushed.
Yeah.
Or in this issue, I guess they painted the one soccer player girl and the golfer. but it just doesn't look right. They need a non-airbrushed edition, like a natural swimsuit edition.
I don't know why you're complaining about the swimsuit. I'm confused.
Our expectations have gotten so high as a society that no one can live up to them.
Okay.
Quick example. The Grammys were last weekend. Adele was on there. Adele, as the American press knows her, is a big fat cow.
Oh, I was about to say Wilfork.
Yes.
Gankles.
She's not. She's the size. She's pretty much the same size of an average woman. But she's got
cameras. That's what she's compared to.
Right. As opposed to the, you know, people who don't. Yeah. Superstars that never eat. You know, Patton Oswalt has a great routine about that. Being at the Batman Begins premiere, and all these trays of food are out at the premiere party for superstars who don't eat. And that's how they look that way, and that's why they're superstars, is because they don't eat. You know, we expect too much, I think.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I like to eat.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being shallow as long as you're insightful about it. We can go with that. So
I just know that those girls don't look like that. Like what you're looking at on that page has been altered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, to me, it's what's the point?
Yeah.
Because they don't look... I mean, okay. I've had my body to give an... I used to do movie posters. My body has been in a movie poster with Robin Williams' face on it. Because he wasn't available to do the poster.
Are you hairy enough for that?
Yeah.
Because he's like a bear.
Well, I was wearing a suit.
Okay.
Whatever that movie is with the gorilla.
The gorilla.
There was a movie with him and John Travolta.
Oh, God. Old
Old Dogs or something like that.
Yeah.
That's my body.
That's your body?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
What? It's called Old Dogs?
Old Dogs. There's a movie poster.
It was out like the year after Wild Hogs. I was confused.
Robin Williams was doing something, and they weren't available. Neither my buddy is Travolta, and I'm Robin Williams. I wear the same clothes, the size clothes as he does. Little known trivia.
There you go.
And it was a union job.
So that's...
They photoshopped his head.
Huh.
Okay, is it the one where they're sitting down?
And there's...
There's animals.
Let me see.
Okay, they're checking this out. If this is true, we'll cut that and we'll put it up on our Facebook page.
No, it's a different one.
No, we've got to get another one.
Okay, I'm looking. I'm looking.
All right, I'm going to take a picture.
We're doing this live.
Searching for it over there.
That's me. That's my body.
That's Matt Bellner.
Matt Bellner, the body.
If you go close enough on the hand, you might be able to see my scar.
That's really, truly not English, what I'm looking at here.
Yeah, it's the Russian version.
Is that... Is that a...
Releasing that? Robin Williams films in Russian versions?
Yeah. Seth Green?
No, that's that dude's name.
I think I probably signed some sort of a waiver where I'm not supposed to be talking about this.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But...
Hey, if they're going to start suing people over Robin Williams movies, they better start with Bicentennial Man. That's all I'm saying.
That scar?
Okay, go back to your mic and tell us about the scar.
Matty's got a scar on his hand that now... Apparently, crazed fans think Robin Williams has.
Yes.
And Robin Williams in this language, I don't recognize. It's like a backwards
the
R.
Russian version of Old Dogs.
This is some crazy stuff.
No, but I got the scar. Are we taking a break or we just keep rolling?
No. Zach just went to the bathroom.
Okay.
So
I got the
we
scar.
Do not we don't have
mics.
A wireless mic.
We don't do wireless mics in the bathroom. So
oh,
that's,
we don't do
we're clear,
naked
so.
Gun style.
No. Say hi, Zach. Ah, oh, nothing.
Hopefully, he's not going number three.
Yeah, he took my NASCAR story as a challenge.
Yeah, it's Stucky's bathroom.
Okay, so tell us about the scar.
October 13th, 1988, Louisiana Tech University. I got a base hit to right field. Right fielder threw the ball wild to first. Ball hit me in the hand, broke my hand.
Yeah.
Louisiana Tech, and then they put my hand back together. And that's where I got the scar, playing baseball for Texarkana College, which yesterday announced they're eliminating the program.
Completely. Is it all athletics or just baseball?
All athletics.
So what happens to the record books?
Do your records still stand?
That, I guess so. There was the one year I led the team in hitting. I only batted 15 times.
What was your average, though?
I was 5 for 15.
That's a firm 333 right there.
333.
That's all-star numbers.
Five all singles. I was a defensive specialist. Played in every single. I mean, I suited up for every game.
That's what you are. Softball's defensive specialist.
Correct.
You play the hot corner for GC for JC.
Yes, and in college, we had a guy quit. It was a 25-man roster. We had red jerseys and white and blue jerseys. He took off with the blue jersey when he quit. So when we played in the blue jersey, we only had 24 of them. I was the 25th man on the team, so I had to wear my jacket. When I came into the game, I would wear the jersey of a pitcher that wasn't going to pitch that day. So when I made the paper, whenever they did the box score, mm-hmm. it would say Bellner, 38, 1 week. Like every week, my number would change because I would use for somebody else's jersey because they didn't have one for me. And then,
well, maybe that's why they shut the program down. They finally lost all their jerseys.
They were a little bit low on cash back then, and we had to do. There were some unique fundraisers.
JUCO's. I'm not sure if it's this way in other parts of the country, but junior college athletics are hilarious sometimes.
Oh.
I do. I work at the scores table for basketball games for one of our local JUCOs, and we'll do tournaments at the beginning of the season where they'll bring in, you know, seven other teams, and everybody will just play round robin to get going. And teams will come in. I mean, we'll look at the roster, and it's like we're playing against Lubbock Christian. Is that a college or is that a church? What do we got here?
Yeah.
And guys will show up with jerseys that are, you know, homemade.
Yep.
They'll have numbers like 79 on them, and we like one time we actually had to send guys back in and have them make numbers out of athletic tape to put on their jerseys because they were they were not legal numbers, and the rest wouldn't let them play.
I'll get my photo, my team, my individual photo when I was on the team. I never bought cleats because I thought, you know, every week I thought I was going to get cut. You know, I was going to walk on, and then I made the team, and then I broke my hand, so I wasn't going to be, you know, that was in the fall ball, and then I came back, and I still made the team, and I just took my white shoes and painted them red. So, and then I took my pants and I.
Setting records on a budget.
I painted my pants on the side because I didn't have a pair of pants that would fit me. So I had my own pants, my own shoes. I mean, it was a low rent.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two stadiums that we played in. We would play in the smaller stadium if we thought we were going to win with power. If we were playing a bigger school, we would play in the bigger
ones.
We would adjust our team
based on
the game.
Were you guys in conference with Panola back then?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my JUCO days right there.
Okay, then the Panola's the team that beat us out to go to the playoffs.
I apologize. I had nothing to do with it. So.
But I don't know what happens to these. What happens to these kids? I mean, there's kids that
they're allowed to go transfer to play anywhere else.
Okay, they can.
Well, yeah. It's JUCO. I mean, can't you?
They can
leave
do
JUCO
anything,
anytime
anywhere, right?
To?
Right, but
you play JUCO football.
Play JUCO football. And I know in Ranger College when their JUCO program. Got the axe. Those kids were helped to go get other places.
Okay. Because when I went to school there, it was all kids. The only reason why they were going to Texarkana, mm-hmm. they were big-time prospects that either got drafted in the late rounds of the baseball draft or they literally just had no grades. Like mm-hmm. They were kids from Louisiana that could not make any grades, period, and they could come to Texarkana, and if they had an ID, they got in.
Yeah, if you got a pulse, you can go to a JUCO.
Yeah, it's...
There was
no pass. I mean, you didn't have to go. If you didn't have any grades, and your GED.
At one point,
you could go there.
When I went to Panola, you had to give them your ACT or SAT scores, or if you didn't have that, you could just take this other test that they gave you. It was just like, you know, is this a horsey? Yes or no? You know, and that was about it. You know, there was not a whole lot of. Ranking in the classes. If you showed up, you made it pretty much. So a little bit of sadness that whole Texarkana College is going away.
They never utilized my image to make money.
Yes.
I'm surprised they didn't have a Bellner retro jersey or.
Are you on the Wall of Fame or something?
Yeah, there's nothing. There was.
A Bellner retro jersey would not have a number on the back of it. It would come with interchangeable numbers that you could change every time you would go out.
Velcro.
Speaking of retro jerseys, did you see Spike Lee and Jeremy Lin's Harvard jersey?
We need to talk about Jeremy Lin.
That was tight.
Why are we talking about Jeremy Lin, or we could talk about the
chink in the armor.
The chink in the armor slurs.
They're one and the same, really. We need to hit both of them.
Okay. I'm stunned at him.
As am I. And I actually knew about that. I mean, he was on the Mavericks Summer League team in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched every game. He was impressive.
Wow. So, okay.
He had to watch online. You had to pay like $12 for some reason.
But the Mavericks, fairly deep in guards at that point.
He didn't make the cut.
Right.
He bounced around, played a year for Golden State, played a little bit for Houston, got cut. Almost got cut by the Knicks, but then something clicked.
But he's in a good point guard system with Mike D'Antonio.
I mean, all I had heard about the Knicks for weeks was they got to get a point guard. You know, they're strong down low, but they got to get a point guard. And then suddenly this guy from this Asian kid from Harvard that no one's really ever heard of unless you're Stucky shows up. Spike Lee's got a Harvard jersey on suddenly.
Who lives on his brother's
couch. Yeah, lived on his brother's couch for a while. And it's just so easy to make fun of because of his name and his heritage. You know? The Lynn puns have got to stop.
They're
not just, even funny the first time.
Dude, they're insane. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
But did you, Chris, when you were writing your Mavericks blog, was there ever a time that you got that deep into it that you gave him some significant coverage?
I probably wrote about him a time or two, really. I'm trying to think back.
You might have been the guy that broke the story, mm-hmm. like that FedEx guy that gave him his nickname years ago that they talked about.
Gave him his nickname?
There was some FedEx guy that knew him. And
He's a FedEx dude. He's like a numbers dork, one of those people that like do all these advanced statistics. And he's like, he's got he'll either, you know, flame out, or if he, you know, figures a couple things out, he could be a star in the NBA. I was saying a lot for somebody that was undrafted.
Yeah.
To say that they have the chance to be a star.
It's like the basketball version of Moneyball.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a FedEx dude.
Yeah, but Moneyball is so inaccurate.
Really delve too deep into this story.
No. Moneyball, as I was telling you the other day, Stucky, the secret to a good story is knowing when to stop telling it.
Yeah.
Moneyball is a perfect example of that. Because if you continue following it to where everybody else rips him off and that guy goes on to other things, it's not that great of a story. But if you stop at a certain point in it, boom, it's perfect.
And just, you know, if you've seen the movie or read the book or know baseball, like one of their big things was Scott Hattieburg was their first baseman or mm-hmm. whatever, because he was a converted catcher. You can have Scott Hattieburg be your first baseman if you have Tim Hudson, Mark Mulder, and Barry Zito in your starting rotation.
Yeah.
They conveniently leave that out. You know, you have like the best young pitching staff in baseball. That they leave
it's
that
all,
out.
It's all about what you don't tell somebody.
You know,
that girl had been arrested. Oh, just, you know, I had a couple of driving incidents in the last 3 years.
Select the truth.
Last week is the last 3 years. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, can we go back to one more thing on Jeremy Lin?
Sure.
Sunday I was watching him give the Mavericks what they deserve. And I love the shot of him before the game coming in, you know, from New York and coming to the game. Everyone else is in suits and big old headphone stuff. He's in a North Face jacket, unbuttoned polo button-up, jeans, like Sperry's, and he's got regular iPhone headphones. He's just a regular dude coming to play mm-hmm. basketball. And all the rest of them are like suits, chains, and big fat headphones. Mm-hmm. And he's in a North Face.
How long do you think until he buys his first giant gold chain? Was that
never.
Okay, the ESPN thing. The chink in the armor thing. Is this something to be upset about, or is this overblown?
It's...
They said it was an honest mistake, didn't they?
Yeah. I think it proves everything that we've ever done to try to get people to be race sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is the one guy that has grown up this whole life being race sensitive, and he's such a perfect guy. He had no idea that phrase was even offensive, because it was never used around him growing up, so he used it.
Is that actually the story?
No,
is that
just what I told myself.
It could have been.
This is my theory. You can't win.
It's some poor guy writing headlines on ESPN.com.
Mobile. ESPN Mobile. Yeah. That was the only place they hit was 2:30 mobile.
2:30 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly, boom, you're fired.
He's the lowest paid guy.
And if anybody has ever read anything about ESPN, they have really low paid guys.
Yeah.
You will make nothing and you will work 90 hours a week to earn that nothing.
Zach's job right now.
All of my jobs right now.
He's working for free.
Oops. No, no.
Is it a fireable offense?
When it gets blown out of proportion like it did, yes. Because everyone got a hold of it.
Everybody got a hold of it, and that guy had to go so ESPN could say we fired him, basically.
But
the guy that got fired, no one knows him.
They had an on-air guy say it.
Yep. He got suspended
30 days.
Yeah, talking to Walt Frazier.
And his wife is Asian. The guy that
does.
That was literally an honest slip-up.
Yeah.
They pulled most of those clips off of YouTube, but you can still watch it. That guy's done – I mean, he did all those international soccer games. What is it, Bredos or Brett?
Max Bredos, yeah.
I mean, he's done probably 5,000 hours worth of TV.
Yeah, this is not the time to just, I'm gonna see if I can get away with dropping a slur.
Yeah, watch this. You do 5,000 hours worth of podcasts, you're going to say something stupid.
Oh, man. I'm keeping count over here. We're at 63 so far today.
We've already said a lot of stupid things.
Exactly. I'll take some of them out later.
Good.
And I'll use some of them for the highlight clips.
Yes. Fireable, I don't think so.
For the guy that wrote the headline?
Yeah.
But the thing is, poor bastard.
It's
no
the
one
Michael
knows
Jordan
him.
Rules is what you're living by. You know, if it's Stuart Scott that goes on SportsCenter and says it, he's not going to be suspended. He may be suspended a week. He's not going to be suspended 30 days. He's definitely not going to get fired. Mm-hmm. It's who's expendable. Okay, we can replace this dude that's writing headlines for ESPN Mobile at 2:30.
Doesn't matter if he gets fired.
Reed, you should apply for his gig. I mean, you're a writer. You can do ESPN Mobile from afar.
I could do it from my house.
And you could, yeah.
And you're up at 2:30 in the morning.
I'm up at 2:30 in the morning, and I know every single racial slur in existence right now, and I won't use any of them.
You know which ones not to use.
Exactly.
And you could, in your resume, you could write all of the ones that you wouldn't use.
These are the words I will not type on ESPN.
Yeah, we know an ESPN employee.
Correct.
Which is Letourneau.
No, we do, actually.
Yeah.
You're in. And you got, you have.
Yeah, but you
got
to remember, I hate sports. So just, it just bores the pee doodle out of me after football season.
Yeah, good publicity. Then you figure with these two guys battling out to be the Bachelor, and you replacing the guy with the Asian slur.
And it's all ABC properties.
Yeah.
We'd all be at the Christmas party.
That just leaves me to get back in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You're an NBC guy, though.
You could be Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I could go down to the theme park.
Is it too hard to be a stuntman?
No, ask Hooper.
Because you and I both love Hooper, the movie. So I would
Reynolds just turned 75.
I would even play the Jan Michael Vincent role to your Burt Reynolds if we
I don't
could.
Think Stuckey's seen Hooper.
I don't think Stuckey's aware of who Burt Reynolds is.
Burt Reynolds heard of him.
Okay. He was on Archer last week.
I don't watch Archer. Don't get angry. I'm sorry.
Archer's good. Anyway, I think it was a fireable offense because you don't lose anything from that. Because nobody knows who that guy is, and it's sad but true. And if, honest mistake or not, sometimes you've just got to, as a company, you've got to say that you did something, whether or not you did anything really. You know, we fired that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, we had that guy killed. They can say that. Nobody knows. I mean, you can't.
I mean, we hear worse stuff than that on our local radio here every day. But just nobody's listening.
Right.
So exactly. It slides like there's nobody.
If you make a racial slur, then you know, 0.9% of the population hears it. Does it really matter? Probably not.
Yeah.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit?
No.
I did.
Okay. Saturday Night Live led with a skit last week, and I doubt that they would have led with this. This seemed like a second skit in the rotation. I'm sure they were going to start with Whitney Houston until she died, because Maya Rudolph was hosting, and she does a great Whitney. So, but they led with ESPN. No, it wasn't ESPN. It was the NBA on TNT crew.
Yeah.
Doing Jeremy Lin jokes. And the guy at the end of, I don't remember who he was playing, but the guy at the end of the table keeps making pointed racial comments about black players. And as soon as he does that, the rest of the panel jumps all over him. And then they go back to, you know, a jumper with fried rice, you know, and other, you know, Asian stereotypes. And then he'll say something, and then they'll all jump on him again. It was actually pretty good commentary. You know, Saturday Night Live hasn't been known for actually, you know, actual smart political commentary in quite a while. But it's true. People have gotten away with stuff on Jeremy Lin because he's Asian, and he's the only Asian to ever play basketball, I guess, as a guard, is the way that they're treating him.
Yeah.
No, suddenly there's lots of room for awful jokes there, I guess. But do you take that the other way? Never going to fly.
No.
No, I'd suggest you watch it on YouTube. It was pretty good.
Yeah, Hulu it.
I dove into the
archives.
Yeah, it should be. Hulu Plus it.
I dove into the archives, and on July 18th, 2010, as part of my weekly top five, number four was dedicated to Jeremy Lin.
Really?
Really?
You were the first guy to write about him.
I miss our top fives. Do we need to bring that back?
The top fives, those are great.
So Chris Stuckey actually broke
the Jeremy Lin story. See,
we'll be promoting that.
Yes, the man who brought you Jeremy Lin.
There we go. Who paid money to watch him play?
What's even more impressive is that you have your archives of all of our old radio bits, or you're part of them.
This was actually from the blog.
Oh, yeah. From your, I don't want to say it because you don't own it anymore, do you?
No, I don't own it.
Oh.
The Mavericks blog.
Your unnamed Mavericks blog.
Yes, yes.
So at clownautopsy.com.
Yes, but our top fives that we did on the radio show were spectacular.
You know, if nobody's going to use my old bits, I guess it was like when Letterman left and he took all of his jokes with him from NBC to CBS. That happened once, probably not in your lifetime, but it did. we should bring those back.
I think we should look into it for sure.
I could probably get our old liners if they're not using them.
I bet I could too.
I got a guy. I know a guy knows a guy on the inside.
I got a podcast or two we could probably dig them out of.
And if not, we can just buy them at the inevitable going out of business sale. We'll just pick up all our old, buy our old bits back. And
those were great.
Buy the whiteboard back out of my office and all that other stuff.
But if we do bring it back, I promise I will not, my top five games I'm looking forward to this weekend.
My top five. We would do these things. For those of you that never got the chance to listen, and which is...
all of you?
Everybody, pretty much. Yeah. Thanks for supporting us. We do top five lists on the Thursdays, I guess. Mm-hmm. And me and you and the producer would have well-thought-out, good comedy bits. And then the other guy on the show would just come up with whatever he was thinking of at the minute. As in, my top five flavors of soup. Just kind of, and that's why I always made him go before me in the rotation, so the audience wouldn't be expecting much. It's all about presentation.
Yes.
Got to set yourself up.
I remember those days because that was a year ago. Mm-hmm. A year ago today is when I landed in Longview.
Is it? Is your one-year anniversary?
Not that you landed in Longview, but the
I moved back.
Yeah.
And I remember listening to the top five bits.
That was a good bit. We had some pretty good radio bits.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
I miss those. And that's why I don't like to listen to radio now, because I'm not on it, really.
That's what Chris said. Feelings,
exactly.
Yeah. Is it ego? Well, of course it is.
I want to do a show, and then the next day listen to it. The next day let's do it again.
Right.
Next day let's do it again, and then do another show.
Yeah, post it online for people to who aren't around here to listen to.
Absolutely.
Okay, one of the other things before we go. You posted this today, the Deadspin article.
Ooh.
Why, to begin with, give me the subject of the article, and then briefly explain to me why Deadspin, a semi-sports site, was covering this.
Well, if you read Deadspin, it's a guy named Drew Maggiore, mm-hmm. who's extremely vulgar but hilarious. He does a fun bag, like a mailbag. And the title this week was, Does Being Named Ashley Make You Hot? An Unscientific Study. And I'll paraphrase the question that was asked to him. What's the name of the highest ratio of hot girls attached to it? He's like, this dude says, I've found that Amy's and Heidi's are usually girls I would like and I think are hot. Stripper names don't count. Who do you got?
Stripper names.
Addendum.
Nothing with two E's at the end.
And Drew Maggiore, he went deep into this, and he said, I went to the Social Security Administration's website, looked up the top female names for girls who were born in California in 1990, because 20-year-old girls from California are likely to be more attractive than 60-year-olds from Montana.
Given. Gotcha.
Logical.
So the top five were Jessica, Ashley, Stephanie, Amanda, and Jennifer.
Okay. What one at a time now? Stephanie?
Jessica, Ashley, Stephanie, Amanda, and Jennifer.
There's a lot of girls named those five names. The ratio, I guess, would be high, but there's just an awful lot.
There is, but does any particular name stick out to any of you guys that...
I have never known a girl named Tara who was not, we'll say, busty. I've known like a dozen Taras in my life, and every one of them was fun to dance with.
That's interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Now, taking the stripper names disqualifies a lot of things
there. Yeah, Destiny.
Yes. Any name with two E's at the end of it, or any name that could have two knees, two E's.
Freudian slip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zach, you are way out there much more than we are. What do you got on this one?
Out of those five names, or just any name?
Just go in general.
Is there anything else, any addendums to the list?
Kelsey's are hot.
Kelsey's usually hot. Anything with a K.
Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer's got a good resume of shows and shows that he produces.
He's 57 today.
Is he?
I think. Don't quote
his wife's on those reality shows.
I think he's lying about his age.
57. Whatever it 57 takes. Is also the number of pounds of back hair he has. He's another Robin Williams type. He's a human bear.
Yeah, but any girl with a K, you know.
With a K?
K, yeah.
I could roll with that.
See, this is another time where I'm, you know, Maddie and I are probably a little bit beyond the curve of you two guys being older, where I don't remember a lot of girls named Kelsey growing up. We had a lot of Jennifers.
Yeah.
And a lot of Heathers.
I will be partial
pretty good.
To Amanda.
Amanda's a good name. Also a good Boston song. That's
or
a band,
Mandy.
Stucky. Amanda / Mandy, yeah. Right?
Mandy's are spectacular.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yes, even with two E's, our favorites. Jennifer's and Heather's were big when we were in school.
Jennifer's aren't bad.
Yeah, Jennifer's kind of a universal.
That's Jennifer. My sister's name.
Next.
Yeah, moving on.
Heather's, most Heather's I've found have been attractive.
Yeah, Heather's aren't bad.
Right?
I like...
Is there any name that just you associate Bridge Troll with? That, like, you hear it... You don't run into a lot of Ethels in the club, do you?
Yeah.
Edna?
Edith?
Yeah.
Edith Schnockhauser. I'm just going to meet you at Graham's tomorrow night. You guys can party to the Zach Brown Band.
Zach seems like the kind of guy that could work around a bad name.
Oh, you. Hey, baby. Yeah, yeah. You just don't have to say it. Don't say it out loud.
Doesn't seem like a name guy.
Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay, this is another one that let me flip the script, and I wonder if it's the same thing for men, if there are women out there. And women can be just as vulgar and insightful about it as men can. They just would never do so in front of us. I wonder if there's, like, special names that guys have that indicate certain things to them. If, like, there's an underground newsletter for women.
I imagine women are really turned on by the name Zach.
It's really anything with a Z and a K.
We'll have to ask our female audience to chime in on this.
Please do.
When did it become okay to name your children after pretty much any city in Texas?
I know a family.
Austin, Tyler, Dallas, Beaumont, Baytown. I don't know what. It's everywhere.
I know a family that I grew up with.
Arp Johnson.
That they have three boys, and all three boys are named after the city they were conceived in.
Whoa.
Wow.
There's a joke here about my boy Toyota Corolla Jones, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. That's where I was going to go with it. But behind Sonic Smith.
Hey, Barn Jones.
Yeah.
We can go on and on.
Just wondering. I wonder if this goes the other way also.
I would think with women, like, if, you know, their best friend's cousin was... You're dating somebody with a certain name and got cheated on, they would just rat off anybody with that name.
Exactly.
Like, just hold a ridiculous grudge with no really good backing.
Oh, Paul? His name is Paul? He's a date rapist. I promise you he is. You
know, exactly.
Yeah. They build certain associations. I've noticed, what about the trend of naming guys last names?
Carter.
Carter is the one that jumps to mind.
Hey, I have a real close friend whose name's Carter.
But it's the thing now. I used to, when I was doing television, like the Friday Night Football show, I would have to read these highlights, you know, and I would read the name Tyler like 17 times in a half an hour. Dallas Johnson to Tyler Jackson for touchdown.
For Tyler Lee.
Yes, for Tyler Lee. For, you know, Lee Tyler scoring for Tyler Lee. You know, and it's just kind of, things have changed around, you know. I guess having a last name for a first name sounds like you smack of money.
I had that today. The guy's name was Taylor Rashard, and I was calling him...
Rashard Taylor, right?
Yeah, I was calling
him
Mr. Taylor.
Did he play for the Vikings at one point?
Yeah. I was like, Mr. Taylor, it's actually Taylor Rashard.
Like,
my bad.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know.
Well, now I'm confused.
Yeah, yes. I'm just reading the legal document. I'm just here to serve you.
All right, we're a good ways into this.
We are.
Yes.
Is this the opening?
Yes. It's our opening segment. Now we need to get serious.
Okay, I'm ready.
We got a little bit. Is there anything specifically that's on your chain there, Stucky?
Oh. Anything specific?
Yes.
Wow, I've got a whole list.
I have a list of random words here that are supposed to remind me of things. Some of them.
Let's see here.
Are more. Some of them are more appropriate than others. We need Four Guys, One Podcast, and then we need Four Guys, One Podcast After Dark. For these other ones, it's password protected, you know, that
a selective
mom
audience
get into.
That,
yes, yeah, exactly.
We need to invitation only listeners.
Yeah,
something we did. You pointed out we kind of needed to dive into is condom talk.
Condom talk.
Ooh.
And ladies and gentlemen, Zach Spears.
I don't know anything about condoms, boys.
Well, let's get Stucky's mom in here to talk to you about it again. That's very important. Well, it's very important.
If it ain't raw dog, it ain't right dog.
This will be the after dark segment.
Yes. You're not allergic to penicillin, are you? That's just
before. I am, actually.
Are you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, then,
oh, man.
Let's cover some things here.
Deal breaker.
Bad idea, jeans.
Okay, the advice, Dennis Miller once said this. He said, you know, condoms aren't a problem for me because I wear three of them in my everyday life. I go to make love. I take two of them off. You know, it's just like swinging three bats in the on-deck circle. You know, it's like swinging with the donuts on the bat. Makes you lighter. You don't even notice. Yes. Let me kind of spin this. When did that whole discussion on you and women and those sorts of things, when did that come up in your life? Or has it come up
with
in your life?
With my family or Stucky's mom?
Oh.
That's...
Because I don't even remember his mother and his father and I started talking about this. I don't remember
I'm pretty sure you brought it up.
Maybe, but I don't know.
That is promo material,
yeah,
by the way.
T-shirt
so
material.
By the time you hear this in the podcast, you will have heard it like a half an hour ago with me promoting it. Start with the family, I guess.
I don't remember.
Really?
I don't remember how. We were talking about something. I don't know.
I got, you know, again, my dad was a minister. I got a set of Time Life books.
Oh.
When I was 11, 12, somewhere in there. And the book, it was a four-volume set on basically like the life of something from conception until death, pretty much. And in the entire four-volume set, there was one paragraph on intercourse. It was like 30 words. And that was the only 30 words that I read in this Time Life, because all I wanted to know was what's going on with me right now. Luckily, at that same time, we also got HBO. So I wasn't completely in the woods, but...
Which you recently canceled.
Yeah, I did have to recently cancel it. I've learned the facts of life at this point. I'm not getting anything else out of it. I've seen enough Skinamax to last me the rest of my life now. I have the internet for that, so.
Nice.
Yes. Maddie, what about you? Do you remember the talk?
They taught it to us early at Pine Tree.
Oh, like in a health class or something?
Yeah, it was my coach.
Oh, God. I had a coach for health.
It's always that way.
Yeah, he was.
Coach.
And when you think about it now, the guy would have probably been like a fifth-string defensive coordinator at the worst defensive school in the history of football, and he's teaching us. He's probably like 24 years old. His whole goal in life was to hit on the other teachers, and he's in there probably the worst example of any example you could be, and he's teaching
the worst example of examples.
Yeah, he's teaching kids what not to do, and as soon as the kids leave, he's walking down there to go talk to the drill instructor girl or dance team girl. And
hopefully not the dance team themselves.
Well,
that was the other thing about school.
That was back in the day. That wasn't really. That was just a little slap on the wrist.
Yeah, it was frowned upon.
Yeah, like get your gaze off the students and put it towards the teachers.
Yeah, start banging the teachers.
Yeah,
yeah. I had a coach for health too. Freshman year, it was our offensive line coach, who was probably not as sensitive as he could have been. I guess here's what I remember: they took the girls out of class completely. And they took them over for somewhere else for one of those Your Body and You film strips,
did.
You know. Meanwhile, we were in class, and all I remember is like a whole week worth of talk about disease and slides shows of people who had various venereal diseases.
Yes.
It was like, if you're going to do this, you're going to get one of those right there on his lip. Look at it. That's you.
I actually took sex class this past semester at Iowa State in my final semester, and I had a friend in class. We were taking an actual test, but the test was up on the projector. And we had to, like, answer the questions. And one of the STDs came up for the question, and my buddy screamed out, "Oh, I've had that one before." It takes 2 pills in 2 weeks to fix it. So everyone got that answer right.
Genius.
Wow. He's like, "Oh, I've had that one before."
Iowa State.
And these are seniors at college.
Yeah.
They probably needed this 5 years ago.
Our teacher that would have been our coach back then, because you and I are the same age, would have been what – Chris's age. They would have been a teacher at 23, 24 years old. Yeah. Imagine Chris.
Chris giving this
or
like
Zach
talk.
Giving us life advice when we're 15-year-old, at my time, a 15-year-old wide receiver at a team that ran the Veer.
Mm. And you get thrown to twice a year.
Getting health advice from a guy whose only goal in life was to get out of school as a coach and go straight to the levee and go trolling for women.
Our offensive line coach was a guy that was about – he had a drill instructor haircut and was about – I don't know, 90 pounds overweight. So we didn't listen to a lot of his life lessons because he looked like if you were to do an engineering diagram of him, it would be a boulder sitting on two toothpicks. We didn't know how the rules of physics enabled him to walk around all day because he was one of those guys. I mean, you literally see his stomach coming around a corner before he got there. It preceded him like a pageant float. And suddenly this guy's telling us, you know, where to put our willies. It's just, it's not good advice for anybody.
See, that's what the general public thinks an offensive lineman coach should look like, and that's not what us offensive linemen look like at all.
No. It shouldn't have been back then. It sure isn't these days.
No.
But that apparently is a coach. See, that's what happens. You go to high school, and you work out, and you take pride in yourself, and you drink a lot of beer, and you go off to college, and you drink a lot more beer and all that, and you keep playing football, and then you stop playing football, but you never stop drinking beer, and then you wind up with
stop eating 6,000 calories a day.
Exactly. You never, you know, Taco Bell never seems like a bad idea to you, and the next thing you know, you got that boulder in your stomach. Yeah.
It's on top of two toothpicks.
Yes, exactly. And you stop working your legs, and then suddenly you're teetering from place to place. Yeah, I remember that class as just being so worthless because there have been many times in my life that I can look back on and say either I got bad advice or I got no advice, which could indicate why it took me so long to do anything in college and why I spent 13 years as a senior. And this was one of those. All I wanted to know was what's going on. Because when you're in high school, all you really have, the people you have to talk to are your buddies. And your buddies are just as dumb as you are. You know, there was one guy we had in class, like our freshman year, dated a senior. And we knew that he was, as we like to say, hitting that. And he was like our sexual Vasco da Gama, man. He would sit down at the lunch table and we'd be like, what? Damn! Tell me again. I'm taking notes. What do you do this with the what? The two? You know, that was it. You know, we had to learn by doing or not doing, basically. And that was it. Everything else, lessons of responsibility, were overcome by lessons of not knowing what was going on and wondering if we were the only people in the world who didn't. You know? It was not a good time.
And then, as we discuss this, Chris and I, we know a guy, it's a writer for the newspaper that's maybe leaving that job to become a school teacher, and that young man could be teaching, molding the minds of other young men. Yeah. That's what scares me.
Mm-hmm. What's scary is he might bring us in to help out.
Oh, brother. That's true.
I feel like we have wisdom we can pass
career
on
day
to these high school students.
What would this be in the careers of? Like being on radio and TV?
Journalists.
Or
it's a journalism class.
Okay. Anyone taking journalism
doesn't care about
should
it.
Be beaten. I mean, journalism, it's like shut up and go into the home ec class and at least learn how to turn an oven on because we don't need journalism where we're going.
Yeah.
It's a good experience to do in high school.
Well, yeah, but J schools and college should just go ahead and give up. Your journalism tests in college should each be like a short blog. You should answer through Twitter.
I took journalism the first semester of my freshman year of high school. Mm. Was on the newspaper for the rest of my time in high school. And when I got to college, no. Yeah. No journalism.
All my journalism classes in college were all about like online media and like social media and like TV and radio. We never had to like write or anything. It was all about what technology is coming into. Mm.
And that's great because the technology changes about every 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was starting off in radio 6,000 years ago, you know, back when the earth had just cooled. And, you know, we'd get guys coming in from college who had spent all their time splicing tape.
Yeah.
Remember that? You know, just like coming in with the razor and the little grease paint gun or a pen. And nobody does that.
I did that. Yeah, I did that at SFA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I learned how to assembly edit.
Yeah.
Tape the tape.
Right. And things change about every 6 months to 2 years, everything changes.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I was in television for about 8 years. In that time, we shot on We shot on three-quarter tape to start with, went to beta tape, went to digital tape, and finally went to memory cards, high-def memory cards that you just came back. And you finally, about 4 years ago, the station I was working for, like the big conglomerate that owned them, bought this horrible software package to edit with and gave it to all the stations. So we all had to flip our cameras to the memory card cameras. And you finally, you know, we finally got the same editing that you can basically get at Best Buy for 30 bucks, you know. And things every time you look up, things turn around. They get cheaper. They get easier. Kevin Smith was talking about that the other day, how things that it's so much easier now to break into filmmaking, for example, because the technology is easier. But by the same token, there's more people that can do it, and it's harder to stand out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
It's a nasty industry.
That's why
it's
the tough. Key is podcasts.
Yes, free podcasts. That's where
free podcasts is where the money is, the notoriety.
Great sponsorship opportunities for large companies with lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. Ladies for Chris.
Whatever it takes.
And his NASCAR party on Sunday.
Holla. Ladies. Remember that. Remember the Dimitri Martin line. The one word you can put after anything that you say that makes it sound dirty.
Ladies.
Ladies. Exactly. All right.
That sounds like a good place to stop.
That really does. Okay. So next week, we'll talk about your NASCAR party.
Yes.
Next week, we still need to get to the story about you in the wheelchair rolling down Bill Owens Parkway.
We can definitely get to that.
Yeah, let me circle that and this. And at some point, I'd really like to discuss my theory that Longview is much drunker than Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
the nightlife in Longview is so much better than Tyler.
But if you disagree... Please yell at me on Twitter or Facebook, just like everyone else in the world seems to. Did you see that? A guy who's on Comic Book Man called me a tool. He apologized later, actually. But
I saw that. Yeah. Did he mean? What did he mean by that?
He meant that I was a human male sexual organ.
Yeah. Yes.
What did you do to make him mad?
I pointed out that the first episode sucked, which it did. I mean, I really wanted to like that show. I like everybody on that show and the concept of that show, and I thought the first one was just awful. And he took offense. And, you know, he's posting under his real name. I'll give him credit for that. Yeah. I don't care, though. It's, you know, I gave my opinion. So did he. And I think the show would have been better if the guys on the show had been calling each other tools. It's a bunch of friends that they do podcasts together. They're like us, basically, except they're in New Jersey.
Tools.
Yeah. And we goof on each other here. That's what I wanted to see. But, hey, they actually mentioned me on their... On the morning show Smodcast on Kevin Smith's network.
There you go.
So there you go. That's another one off the bucket list for me. All right, we'll come back next week and we'll do more with that.
You have a strange bucket list.
I do. Well, I've already crossed some of the good things off there, but not for the podcast. All right, are we all out of here?
Let's do it.
Stucky's making us leave. Stucky, as always, we appreciate you letting us hang out.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here.
All right. Zach and I got to get back across cross county lines.
Yes.
And, to the dry county.
And Zach will be out in Longview on Thursday night. That way he can have some more firsthand knowledge of why he likes Longview for partying better than Tyler.
Right.
He and my whole crew will be out.
And if you tell him that you heard the podcast, he might buy you a drink.
Correct.
Was that vague enough? I didn't commit you to anything, but...
I don't have any money to buy people drinks.
Charge it. You're planning on making money.
Put it on
Stucky
plan.
I'll put it on someone else's tab.
Put it
on that guy's tab.
Yeah. Just you walk into the bar, you walk right up to that guy, you're like, "Hey man, how you doing?" You're like pretending you know him, and then later on, "Oh, he's buying me a beer." So that's like an Impractical Joker's thing.
No, and no one's ever going to tell me not to put a drink on the tab. I'll just flex up at him, you know.
Exactly. You are roughly the size of Longview, so nobody's going to mess with you. All right, that is it for Four Guys One Podcast. Follow us on Twitter. We have no Facebook yet, but I think we're working on that.
Is the website going to be up and running
soon? I have no idea. Stucky says no.
We'll direct the URL to Twitter the site for now, and then we'll work on something in the future.
That sounds good.
FourGuysOnePodcast.com. 4 and 1 are both the numbers.
Yes. Because anything else takes you to porn, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Four Guys One Blanks out there that you don't want to go to. Trust us. Podcast.
Yeah, we branded ourselves in a unique way.
Four Guys, One Billy Goat. No, I don't want to go to that. No. All right, there's the podcast for this week. Enjoy, everybody. Enjoy Stucky's NASCAR party. We'll be back here next week.
Peace.
See you at church.
And there's your Four Guys, One Podcast for this week. Thanks to Chris Stucky, Zach Spears, and Matty Five, Matt Bellner, for dropping in. We'll be back next week with more. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody. Reed Kerr here for readaboutit.com. Check us out here at the website or on iTunes. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies, whoever you got. Let them know, as we'll be back next week, hopefully, with more of the fun. Until then, thank you. Drive through.